take us back to how you and the Ryan family got hooked up?
Well,
nutshell.
It was a fortunate break in my career, and you know, with our family, really. Is 96 when I left Notre Dame, really wasn't many jobs out there, and went to the University of Cincinnati, and we didn't know each other, and we met each other, and we've been family ever since. So, you know, I consider myself every day, you know, that I coach, that it's fortunate that I was able to meet him back in 1996.
Your defensive principles, philosophies, kind of. Fair to say this,
yeah,
he was your mentor?
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. I mean, you know, he and Buddy and Rob, and, you know, it's like I said, it's been a family thing since 1996. And, you know, he obviously in my career has made a great impression on me on how I coach, how I deal with players. And, you know, obviously it's helped me out tremendously.
Were you close to ending up on his staff at all last year when you got the Jets job?
It was 2 years ago, wasn't it?
Right.
There was some opportunities there, but you know, I'm glad I made the decision that I made. Obviously, it's worked out well for me, but you know, there were some opportunities there. There'll always be that opportunities with the Ryan family, just because, like I said, because it is family.
Is it fair to say that you don't? You think of the Ryans, you think of blitz, pressure, all that kind of thing. You haven't blitzed quite as much as they do this year yet?
When I you know, you answered the question before you ask it, but when I think of the Ryan family, I think great coaches. You know, I think, you know, that everybody understands, you know, how the foundation was built through Buddy, from the New York Jet days to Minnesota to Chicago to Philadelphia to Arizona. You know, that's obviously the style of defense that the Ryan family's always had. But, you know, I think, like, it gets back to every game you have to play the opponents differently. So, you know, I think there's different pieces to the puzzle on how you attack an offense.
Rex Ryan likes the spotlight. Do you shy away? Do you like it? Do you like being in front of us? Do you like being that charismatic guy?
Well, I'm getting more comfortable with it. You know, obviously I haven't done it as much as Rex has, but, you know, Rex does a great job with everybody. And that's, you know, that's one of his greatest strengths is not only – you know, they talk about the players. He's a great person, and I think that comes off whenever he's interviewed, and you know, whenever he talks to people, he's honest and he says what he feels.
A lot of the defensive guys say that behind the scenes you're kind of laid back. You like to have fun. You like to keep it, you know, kind of, you know, it's business, but it's kind of enjoyable too.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I think that's just the way. Like, I get back to what I said about Rex is, you know, I have a lot of. You know, just being around he and Rob, you know, and Buddy is, obviously you pick up on things that you know work, and that's one of the things that works for them. I mean, you know, you can't just try to be them, all right? It has to be out of your own personality, but there's some truth to that.
We're kind of thinking you got a challenge here this week because, you know, not only the ground game you're facing and Sanchez is coming on, but you got beat up with injuries after that last game.
Yeah, I told the players this, and you know, I think in the NFL and in life itself, you know, if you have problems, if you have injuries, you know, 90% of the people in the world don't care about them. The other 10% are glad you have them. So, you know, you just have to move on. And we have some good players that you know, they're going to have some opportunities here to play too, and they're not going to stop the season, just like they didn't stop the season when Jenkins got hurt for Rex in New York, and you know, they have it. Everybody has injuries, so you know. It's a tough task every week, you know, no matter who you're playing. So that's the way I look at it.
How about that two-headed running monster you got?
Well, you know, that's the thing. They rode the green kid all the way to the AFC Championship, and then they just added a Hall of Famer. So, you know, you guys can see that without even asking that question. So, I mean, he's a Hall of Famer.
I'd to see him in another uniform.
I think as a defensive coach, it's always odd to see him, or you don't want to see him, you know. But, you know, LT has always looked like LT because I don't even look at the uniform. I just look at the visor. The visor in 21.
Mike, what do you see from Nate Jones? What does he bring to the table?
Nate Jones is a tough football player, Jersey kid. He's got a lot of savvy and communications. He knows how to play the coverages. He's able to play all over the field. You know, I can play him in different spots. And I think that to have a good defense, you have to have some players that are able to do that.